Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yo, it's the Koi Pond. We're back. We're missing somebody.
I know, man.
Chase.
When is he coming back?
I don't know, man. And I'm not trying to say, like, I'm not doing this whole generalizing or stereotypes.
He didn't fire himself, did he?
I think they fire themselves. God. Black people fire themselves.
Oh, boy.
Is that racist? Is that that's not the way to start the show off?
No, it wasn't the best way.
You think there's someone right now that just pressed stop on the iPod?
Here they go again.
It's a black thing. Black thing. Bye. Done.
I don't know, man. He's got to come back.
Chase. I can't take it anymore.
Got to have you, man.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. It's nice to have a little crazy in your life, and he would be my crazy.
Yeah.
He's my alter ego.
Yeah.
He's the guy you look at and go, I would never fucking do that, but I enjoy watching him
do it. Yeah. He's just got a great energy, though.
Man. Yeah, he does. It's great energy. You do, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have that laid-back swag.
It's West Coast.
It's West Coast.
It's that West Coast, man.
It's that West Coast, bro. You know?
You ever see, like, a Snoop Dogg interview and he's laying down in the interview?
I've never seen that, but I would love to.
Just so relaxed that he's just...
Just mellow, you know?
It's that West Coast, man. It's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different. Man, you go to New York... And they're just, it's a little high strung.
It's a little tense.
It's a little high strung.
It's a little tense.
We got to go.
Yeah.
Let's get this interview going. I got somewhere to go. Where do you got to go? Somewhere.
Right?
Somewhere. Don't worry about it.
I remember being in New York and I popped in like a deli or something. And being from the West Coast, I'm used to, you know, a certain tempo.
Yeah.
But those guys, man, they're back there and they're like,
no, man.
What do you want? And if you go, they go, next person.
Yeah,
what do you want?
Next person. This idiot doesn't know.
Yeah. They just don't have. And
it's a pizza place. Let's go.
Yeah.
We got pizza.
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Filet mignon? Thank you.
Comes off as rude.
Yeah, but they're not.
No, they're just. They're getting
because
to the
in
next
the same
thing.
Sense, he goes like this. Yeah, what do you, the guy wants filet mignon or something like that. A pizza place. I don't know what he's thinking about. The menu right in front, right down the wall. You know, who's next? Who's next? And then when he finally gets back to you, he's like, how's your mother?
Exactly.
She good? Exactly. Your mother good? She's a nice lady.
Right.
Can't believe she had you for a son, but whatever. You know what I mean? She's a nice lady. How's she doing?
Right. Exactly. That's it.
You know what New York is? New York is our Hong Kong.
Okay. I've never been, so
I've never been to Hong Kong either.
Oh.
I just seen it in movies, and I don't want to be there.
Where there's people shoulder to shoulder.
It's just shoulder to shoulder. Move, get out of the way. They're doing ludicrous videos their whole life. Move, get out the way.
Right?
Get out the way. Yeah. Get out the way.
Right.
Move, get out the way.
And the thing about New York is it's so expensive that the hustle is nonstop.
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 Nonstop. I can't do it.
I
can do it.
No, you could do it.
I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I love being there for a week.
But it's a lifestyle for them. I mean, it's just they've grown up in. I mean, the hustle is real out here, but it's a different hustle.
It's a different. It's a little slower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's meet up at 6. Yeah. We're in New York. It's like, let's meet up at 6 a.m.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Japan just woke up.
Yeah.
Or did Japan wake up? I don't know.
You're close.
Somewhere over there woke up.
You're close.
We need to get on track now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's different, man. I remember walking down. I was downtown, and they have these guys there. It's kind of funny because they're all black people.
Yeah.
Of African descent, but you don't know if they're African or... Or, you don't know which country they're from or whatever. So they're just like, and they're walking down and they got these accents and they're out there hustling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this one guy, he's like, CD, DVD, $5. CD, DVD, cigarette, $5. No. CD, DVD, Newport, $5.
Oh, man.
Like, you see these guys on every corner, man. Yeah. And it's just like, they're just out there hustling. Or they have They have blankets laid out with the DVDs out and the, yes, the bootleg DVDs and, yes, CDs. And then the police come, and I've never seen anybody roll a blanket up that fast.
That fast, man. I think that's why it's in a blanket.
Yeah, oh, probably so, yeah.
Because they've been losing too many tables.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they wrapped that shit up.
Wait, how long ago was this?
This was 2005-ish, 6-ish.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah,
because I was going to say, if this is last year, this guy's business is not going to...
It's not going to go
maintain. You're still selling CDs? at this point, you don't even need bootlegs.
Right, right.
Just get the regular CDs.
Yeah.
They're going for $5.
Yeah.
I want that to come back. I want CDs to come back.
You want that feel, right?
I love it, man. I love opening the package, but it's gone now. That whole generation's gone. I miss it.
Reading the liner notes and seeing who was the producers and who worked on the record.
Special thanks.
Yeah.
I bought Kanye's new one, right?
Okay.
And look, check it out. He has descriptions for the songs. Like, you buy it online, right? It's on iTunes. And then it has, like, it has that, what is that? What'd you call it? Liner notes?
Liner notes,
Yeah, it's digital now. Like, I can, it's a description of the song and then who produced it with and inspirations. And it's all digital. Like, you read it from the download.
So when it comes up in your Apple Music or whatever you're using.
Yes.
And the song opens up and then the credits for the song are there?
I don't know how to say it. It's just like this big bio. It's not even that much. It's like two paragraphs.
Are you reading that?
Yeah, I read it.
But you're not the norm, though.
I'm not the norm.
But most people probably are overlooking that.
They are overlooking it. Yeah. But what I'm saying is they realize that there's a group of people that miss that stuff, and now they made it digital.
Okay.
Which is not the same.
It's not the same.
I want to unfold it.
You want to feel the package.
I want to feel the package. Wait.
Right.
Huh? Whatever.
I mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I miss those, man. I miss unfolding. I remember when I got Michael Jackson's Off the Wall album, and then you unfolded it, and it was like, whoa, he has legs, and he's got his thumbs in his pockets. I thought the picture was done at his chest.
Right.
There's more.
Yeah.
Or the Thriller, when you unfold it, and it was like, whoa, there's a tiger on his knee. You remember?
Yeah, yeah.
I pinned mine on the wall, and I left my record on the turntable.
Dude, I had so many Michael Jackson. We were talking about, I forget, never mind.
No, what?
No, I forgot what we were talking about. It related to this, but I had so many Michael Jackson pictures because I would go get magazines, like, any magazine that had Michael Jackson on it.
Yeah.
Any book about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And then my wall was plastered.
Michael Jackson.
With Michael Jackson.
How old were you? Like 37?
37.
How old were you? This is junior high.
Yeah. I was
1984.
12, 13 maybe.
1984, right?
Yeah.
Same here, man.
Yeah. Plastered.
I was in love with that dude. What was the infatuation? Was it the time that we lived in?
I mean, that was the era of the mega pop star, though. Like, those.
But what was it? What was the fascination with Michael Jackson?
Oh, specifically.
Because if you looked at his lifestyle, which was public, and at that point in 1984, we only had like maybe three opportunities to see black entertainers on TV. It was like the Grammys. The American Music Awards was the hot shit.
Right.
That's when they all came out. That's when you got to see Hammer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he wasn't invited to the Grammys.
Right, right.
Will Smith was on the American Music Award.
Right.
This is before MTV Music Awards. Like you know what I mean? Like the big pop MTV Music Awards when we got to see rappers and all that. Because they weren't even on MTV Music Awards.
No.
So Michael was kind of like that guy. That's why we call him the king, because he was the one. He was the one that everyone accepted for some reason, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think part of it, that level of acceptance came because of MTV. Because prior to Michael Jackson and Thriller, there were no black artists on MTV.
Yeah.
So that generation didn't really have that connection.
Nope.
with black artists visually.
Nope.
And the visual part of it, it changed it. I mean, you could listen to a Lionel Richie record.
No, that's the wrong comparison.
Why?
Because Lionel was huge too, man.
No, don't
Lionel
get me wrong.
Was huge, right?
No, it was
Lionel, Prince, and Michael.
That's not
were
what
huge
I'm saying.
At that point.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying prior to that, because Lionel Richie was already out, you could hear the record.
Yeah.
But you really didn't identify it with it visually yet.
Mm.
So when Michael Jackson came, then Lionel Richie, they started playing Lionel Richie records on MTV.
Yeah.
I remember was it Dancing on the Ceiling or whatever that was? Or...
Yeah. Are you kidding me? How about All Night Long?
Right.
That came out the same time as Thriller.
Right. But I think that opened the floodgate, right?
Yeah, like that opened the floodgate. Yeah. But still, the floodgate was very limited. It was just three or four.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is you didn't see like Surface. You know what I mean?
Cameo.
You didn't see Cameo, who owned the 80s. You didn't see that.
So this is how, and I'm really, really dating us right now.
Who cares?
But
it's a good time. It's cool for us to.
I remember when BET only played videos in a 4-hour
block. Yeah.
Late at night.
Yep, and then the rest was all like
infomercials.
Infomercials and that chick that would read your palms. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd stay up late and there was only
Oh, you're talking about when BET first started.
When BET first started.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And where BET was only black entertainment for 4 hours.
For 4 hours.
And they shared the network.
Yep.
I totally remember that. I used to record it.
Yeah, and that
with
Cameo,
Donnie Simpson.
And Cameo was one of the first artists that they would play.
Yeah,
groups that they play.
Yep, man, we're old, bro.
No,
we're old, but that's what this is missing now, though. This fast paced social media platform is what's taken away from that.
Mm-hmm.
That search and discovery. That we used to have.
It was the exclusivity.
Exclusivity,
of,
yes.
Of the artist.
Yeah.
Because now it's just.
It's right there.
You know everything.
Everything.
There's things I don't want to know.
Nope.
There's certain things I don't want to know about an artist.
Don't care.
Don't care.
Don't care, man. And it's so crazy.
There was that mystique. You know what I mean? You'd have that mystique about the artist.
It's so crazy because it's to the point. It's so fast now. That if you have your phone turned to the sideways, you know how they tell you to record sideways? That way you get, I don't know, every pixel. I don't even know what the language is. Kids won't even watch that video, bro.
Right.
You got to record it up and down.
The way they look at the phone.
The way they look at it. Because the minute you ask a kid to turn the phone so they can view whatever it is that you posted, they already swiped over and they want to look at somebody else. They ain't got time for it. They ain't got time to move their hand to the side. Can you believe that?
I do believe it, actually. It's sad.
That's how fast.
It's pretty sad.
That's how fast it's moving. I was looking at my son today, and he was playing. You know, he sits in the front. He plugs his phone in, and I'm like, I'm like, yo, what are you playing, right? And he's got his friends in the back seat. We went to Universal Studios. He went through about 19 rappers, bro. 19 that I've never even heard of.
Yeah.
I'm like, 19? You got 19 new rappers? New. Are you kidding me? We used to wait 2 years for the new whatever. The new Public Enemy would come out in 2 years.
And
we waited.
And you would get that album, and you would play that record for 3 months.
For 3 or 4 months straight.
The shelf life of an album now is a week.
If that.
It's a week.
Totally.
If, like you said, if that. If it's
so crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's completely different, man. They ain't got time for packages. They don't have time to go to the store and sip. I used to love sipping through the yellow signs with the name.
Yeah.
And then every now and then you find that one name that you haven't even thought of for a long time. You go, oh.
Right.
This CD.
Yeah.
Then we get that.
I used to go to, I don't know if you remember this, Lakewood, Tacoma. Area,
yeah.
Penny Lane. They had
I remember Penny Lane.
Penny Lane Records, and their release. I mean, everybody's release date was Tuesday.
Yep.
10 a.m. on Tuesday, I would be at Penny Lane, and I would just be picking out stuff.
That's so good.
I would go, give me that.
Yep, that was me too. There was this place called Odyssey Records on Las Vegas Boulevard, and Maryland Parkway, and there because it was 24 hours, so I was blessed, bro. Yeah. And bro, you don't think I was there at 2 o'clock in the morning just to sift, yeah. And they had everything. They had vinyl. They had everything. So, anyways, they had a catalog that they got once a week, telling you what CDs are coming out, the new releases.
Yeah.
It was a catalog,
right?
And they would get it like once a week, and you just go through it. And it was a catalog of CD releases for the year, and they would tell you like, "Oh, in June 4th, blah 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 is coming out." Man,
and that's the thing.
I would write those down. It was so much fun, man.
And that's the thing is, I lived in the Hilltop area. I would drive to Lakewood to pick up the record.
Yeah.
That's an investment at 16, 17 years old.
Oh, yeah, it is.
At 17 years old?
Yeah.
That's an investment. I got in my car, drove over there. Now, it's in the palm of my hand.
In the palm.
I'm not invested so much in that record.
My son woke up one morning and went, "Oh, Drake just dropped a new one." And in 4 seconds, he was like, "I'm listening to Drake's new one." I'm like, "Man, what the fuck? Go walk. At least pretend to go get it."
Right.
Like I did.
Right.
Waiting in line. Man, I used to get excited when they would open the brown box and you see a fresh pack of brand new Jodeci CDs. What? Diary of a Mad Band? What? These guys are crazy. They're not like New Edition. These guys, hip hop, RV.
Right. Whole another
They're
level.
They're scary looking. Look. Look at this one. Casey's weird looking.
He looks like a salamander.
He looks like a cricket. They're wearing body glove swimsuit outfits with Doc Martin boots. These guys are crazy.
They were dope though, man.
Yeah, they were. Times have changed. You know what else has changed? Buying a car. These kids don't even know anymore. You know why? Because it's easy. I'll fall victim for it. I love it. This is one thing I didn't enjoy doing is car shopping. Going to a different dealership all the time, looking for a new car, and then going, "I'll be right back. I'm going to go down the street and see the same car, but in a different color. And I see how much I can get it there. And I'll come back with that price and then negotiate with you and then go back over there and negotiate." It's just a long process. But now you got True Car. True Car is amazing, man. Kayla, how easy was it?
It was as easy as buying a car could be, honestly.
Right?
Yeah.
You just go online, you describe the car that you want, the year, the make, the model, and then they're like, "Oh, guess what? We found it right here, and this is how much it goes for, and then we found another place, and this is how much it goes for. So which one do you want?"
Yeah, exactly.
That easy.
I just tell them exactly what car I want. They send me all the cars, and there's a representative that sent me an email back within like 5 minutes. And it was
boom.
Like, "Here you go. Boom.
Done.
Take your pick."
Get rid of
pick
all the walking, get rid of all the driving, all the haggling. It's done. Here's another tip you might not know. True Car also helps people get used cars with certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience. Whether you buy new or used, and see what others paid so you know you're getting a good deal before buying. Enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. When you're ready to buy new or used, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. True Car. Boom! That easy.
It's great work, man.
Life is easy.
It can be.
It was my birthday.
It was.
We had the cast of characters at the table.
It's a great day. Great day, man.
Great day, man. One girl left for college. She's back.
Yep.
And then we're talking about AJ, the baller. And then Dre was back.
Yep.
Dre took on you. It was so funny to see your two kids take on the two things that you dreamed of doing.
I know, right?
It's so cool. It's really cool.
Without
it's
any like, pressure. I didn't, you know.
You didn't pressure them.
Nah.
One became a basketball star. One became a rapper. Those are the two things you did when you were trying to make babies.
Right. It's weird.
Weird. It really does pass through your genes.
It shows you that it does pass through genetically, yeah.
It really does, huh?
Yeah.
That's weird. What is that? And genetically, for real, because AJ's huge. She is. Dre's short.
Yeah.
And AJ's built to be a basketball player.
Right.
That's genetics.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
That's weird. And you know what? My God's son plan. Is funny.
Yeah.
My son is funny, bro.
That's hilarious, man.
My son asked me the other day. He's like, "Do you want me to do 5 minutes? What would you pay me if I went up and did 5 minutes?" I was like, "What? I still got to pay Kalen. I still got to pay Chris and Dre."
Joe's got natural timing, man. Too.
He does.
It's
delivery, everything.
Yeah.
It's funny, man. He's funny, dude. I want to see it. He's gonna crush it.
Yeah.
And he's good looking. He just smells. You know what he said to me the other day? Kalen, you want to know what my son said to me the other day? 3 days in a row, bro. This is what he said to me. You ready? "I don't think I wiped good enough."
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like, you have a girlfriend?
You know what's disturbing about that statement?
What?
"I don't think."
"I don't think," yeah.
I don't think. That's the problem.
And I'm like, "I don't even think you look at the napkin. I think you do one courtesy wipe and go. Go, go, go. I'll deal with that later." My butthole itches.
He's like,
"You should never say that at the age of 15.
He's like, "Oh, I'm supposed to use the tissue?"
My fingertip stinks. Why? Because it poked through the paper when I was wiping my butthole. He's gross.
He is pretty gross.
If you guys ever meet my son.
I have to admit.
If you ever meet my son, don't shake his hand or hug him. He looks good. He's beautiful to look at. He's a work of art. I'll tell you that right now. Every girl loves him. And I hope they're listening to this pod right now. My son doesn't wipe completely. It's a trick.
His dating life is destroyed. Bye-bye dates.
I don't think so.
No?
These girls don't care,
They don't
man.
Care, do they?
Nah, they don't care.
They kind of like that.
They love it. They love that he's dirty. He's dirty.
Yeah.
He's got crust on the corner of his mouth. His fingertips look like red hot Cheeto tips.
All the time?
All the time. Takis. My son eats so many Takis, he shit a Taki one time. A big giant Taki came out of his ass. I think any parent that knows what I'm talking about. Was Dre dirty? Dre was dirty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dre was dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, Dre went to Evergreen State College.
What is that?
I don't know if you know anything about that, but it's a little hippie there.
Yeah, Dre's a little hippie, man.
Yeah, it's a theme.
I love Dre.
It's a theme.
Yeah, Dre's one of those hippies that dresses up nice. But it's not really nice. But on him, it's like, oh, it's nice.
Not bad.
Not bad, man. With a t-shirt and a sports coat? Okay. Yeah. "I'll have the steak, please."
Yeah.
He's never been in that environment before.
Well, that's the funny
thing. That's an awfully big knife. He was so out of his element.
I was going to talk about that. It's funny because
we went to Mastro's. Yeah.
And I had a moment where I looked out the window to the ocean, by the way, and I was just like,
yeah, we have beautiful ocean seats on Malibu.
Yeah, and I'm like life has changed.
Life is different now.
Life has changed.
Life is good.
Yeah.
We have a good life.
Yeah.
Solid family. Love is in the air.
Yeah.
And here we are. I don't even know why they had prices on the menu. Because we're not even this isn't even reality right now.
Right? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, Dre and AJ will have 8 ounces of Wagyu shipped in from Japan, please. Medium. And can you have a plate cook it? The plate was 400 degrees hot.
At that age, the furthest I had been was Old Country Buffet.
Bro, tell me.
You know what I mean?
At their age, you don't think Bellagio Buffet was expensive for me? And I used to brag about it. And my friends be like, "Damn, you ain't at the Bellagio Buffet?" It's like when I was 25, bro.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I had a hookup.
So it's amazing. Bro. It's amazing to see the difference. That's
My son is chilling next to a window looking at the ocean crash up against the beach. And my son is like, filet mignon, please.
Yeah.
And I'll have one of those Shirley Temples. Can you put dry ice in it so it looks spooky? Yes, sir. We'll be right back with your dry ice Shirley Temple. Thank you. Make it fast. I'm about to eat my filet mignon. Hey, can I have a crab meat seafood platter with no shells? That's the truth. That's how these kids were eating.
Take all the crab out of the shell and the lobster and then bring it back.
Yes! They took the crab out of the shell and put it in a dish.
It's insane, man.
The lobster was perfectly cut. You just pulled the meat out. The shrimp was deshelled and the size of a Dre's index finger. And the they're eating it.
The only thing that was missing was somebody to personally feed you.
Yes.
Like, seriously.
And damn near there.
Right.
We had two waiters. Amazing. They were phenomenal, too, by the way.
And then
it was the best dining experience ever.
And then the waiter's like, hey, no, I have an idea. I'll just bring out a steak sampler.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yes. It's a plate full of really high-end steaks that humans never see. These cows were grazing on the farms of Gucci and Louis Vuitton. You ever eat name brand cow before, Chris Laxamana?
No, not yet.
My next birthday, I'm inviting both of you.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Unbelievable.
You've never had a Fendi steak?
You never had Fendi steak before? A filet mignon provided by Prada. It was so good.
It was.
We were living so good, man. Even Dre was like, you know, Dre had his drink and he was doing this. He was swirling it.
Yeah.
You know how you make the liquid swirl inside the cup before you drink it? Listen, that's his ice. I'm having a good time here. Oh, so am I, Dre. So do I take the plates? It was kind of like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places.
Exactly. It was exactly.
Oh, that was so good, dude. Oh, we had so much fun. Ah, we killed it, bro.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's cool to see that you work hard so that these kids don't have to see what you saw when you were their age.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then you get to expose them to different things.
Yeah, and then both enjoy it at the same time.
Yeah.
Nothing better than looking at your kid going, this is fun, huh? And he's like, yeah, I know. I never did this either. I worked hard to do this. You'll never have to do this. God. These kids, man. But you know what? We got good kids. They're grounded, man.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Right? We don't have to worry about it. I see some kids out there, and I'm like, God damn.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to survive. How are you going to survive when mom and dad leaves?
Yeah.
I know Joe's good. He's good, man.
I think that's because of what you come from.
Yeah. He sees the grind.
You can.
Yo, that's true, huh? That's so true.
Yeah, if you're your grandkids, you may have to worry about.
I don't give a fuck about them. I don't even know them yet. They can go fuck themselves. Which one's named after me? I don't give a shit.
They're going to be separated from the grind.
Bye. Bye. Bye, bye, bye. That's what I'm going to say to those kids. Every time they say, I'm going to play NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye.
They'd be like, what is this old historic music you're referencing?
Historic.
Oh, get the fuck out of my house.
Grandpa, what is this? Is this you from don't the need 50s? To know.
I don't even like you, kid. Keep talking to me. Go.
Oh, it's so dated. It's like back right when they started music.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my house, grandkid. How's that?
What other ancient music do you have back there?
You son of a bitch.
What is this, five boys in a band?
I never liked your dad. He'll be a grumpy old man. No, I'll be a fucking, you know,
yeah.
It's so hard. We talk so much shit until we see that kid.
Yeah.
Then we turn into mush.
We're soft, man.
We're soft. Amy's got these two She got a niece and a nephew. And so damn cute, man. They're so goddamn cute. She got this niece. Looks just like her.
Yeah.
Just looks like a miniature 5-year-old version of Amy. Fucking cute. These goddamn kids. Just want to buy them everything. Here. What do you want to get? Want me to buy the whole store? Let me take a loan out. I remember when my son was like 5, we would go to Toys R Us every day after school. That was like, you know how people buy Starbucks every day? Yeah. I was buying my son Transformers every day. He would play these Transformers for like maybe 7 hours. Then he was done with it.
Done with it.
And I remember it took forever to find Bumblebee. Ah, oh, fucking Bumblebee, that piece of shit.
the elusive Bumblebee.
Bumblebee was the most popular one. How do you not have it in the store? I had to buy him other ones. Bone Crusher.
Was he selling out?
Yeah, but I mean, come on, man.
Make more?
Come on, Transformers. You know who the most popular damn Transformer is. Off the top of your head, who do you think the top three are? Go. Go.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I
haven't
even seen the movies.
No. Kalen, go.
Optimus Prime.
Yes.
Megatron.
Yes.
Bumblebee.
Boom. It's that easy. All the other ones, no one gives a shit about. They just buy it because they're Transformers. Bone Crusher. You know how many Bone Crushers I bought? Because I didn't know I bought one already. Oh,
Joe,
my God.
Joe didn't like that one?
He'll play with it for like 10 minutes or like 7 hours, whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. The whole day. Then he was done. Then it was underneath the couch.
He's like, where the fuck is Bumblebee?
And then he had, yeah. By the time I get Bumblebee for him, he was like, I don't even like Transformers anymore. I'm like, fuck this whole thing. Then he was into Godzilla. He was into Godzilla first.
Nah.
I bought every single one. Mothra. I don't even know the names anymore. Mothra, Godzilla, all the enemies that he fought.
Yeah.
Done. Those toys were the worst. Because they were the most expensive. I had to go to like Comic-Con or whatever. I had to go like secret underground places to buy. They didn't sell Godzilla at the stores yet. So they were like $30, $20 a piece.
Jeez.
Oh, that lasted about a week.
It's an investment, man.
Oh, bro. This kid has no idea.
You don't even unbox those at $30, do you?
No, you're not supposed to. My son was feeding it Cheerios.
He's just ripping apart collector's items.
You know what I did? I took a tab. I wrote down, there's a logbook I have of every toy I bought this kid. And I can't wait to hand it to him.
Really?
The minute he moves out of the house.
Like an invoice?
I have an invoice. It's for Joe Coy Entertainment. This is how much it costs to entertain you, you son of a bitch. It's a stack. It comes in a cardboard box, you know, the kind that investigators have?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I got that. Cold case, motherfucker. I have a cold case on my son. The minute he moves out, I'm like, whoa.
You forgot a box.
Yeah, you forgot a box. There's a debt you owe. This is how much it costs to entertain your ass. Here you go, buddy.
I'll take installments.
Yeah, you're not going to believe it. There's some annual zoo passes I bought, too, that you owe me. Because we never went. You fucko. Here's some Wiggle tickets. Remember the Wiggles? Huh? Cold spaghetti. You know how many times I had to sing that to you?
How many Magic Mountain passes
did
these kids have?
Bro.
I know AJ had the past 5-6 years.
Yes.
And went twice.
Twice. Annual. You know how many front of line passes I bought this kid and his friends? I'm charging him, bro.
Charging it all back.
Yeah. Kaylee, can you look up cold spaghetti, Wiggles?
Yes.
This is what I had to listen to. I'm charging him for this.
For the listening time.
No parent should have to go through
this. I agree with that 100%.
And I think every parent that's listening right now, charge your kids. The minute they graduate, right before they, with that little snotty fucking attitude that they have when they walk out. Because I know my son's going to do it. I'm ready to go out. I'm ready for life, Dad. See you later. I got
a car.
You're right. Right?
You're right. I'm going to charge AJ. I'm going
to charge her. And you know, I was going to say anything, Dre. She's got a little snotty fucking attitude. Miss Bigger Than Life, I got a scholarship. Well, guess what, AJ? Your dad and I are going to charge you for some shit.
You're going to leave our $1,000 dinner
yeah.
to go to a party early.
Go to a party early. Because you know an 18 and older nightclub that you can get into. Well, guess what, Tootsie? Uncle Joe and Daddy got a bill you got to pay.
I'm charging for Blue's Clues.
Oh, my God.
I'm charging back for Blue's Clues.
She loved it, huh?
And I'm going to tell you why. Not because she watched the show.
Yeah. Why?
Because she lied to me. She passed on a lie that she was told.
What is it?
She knowingly passed on a lie.
What did she say?
So, I don't know if you remember this, but on Blue's Clues, they changed the guy. What was the guy's name? Does anybody remember the guy's name?
I think it was Lamont.
The human... The only human on Blue's Clues?
Oh, they changed the guy.
The host guy?
Yeah, the guy in the green and blue.
Steve.
He made that up.
No. It was Steve, actually. So I said, one day I'm walking past the TV.
It's always Steve.
I'm just passively walking past the TV, and I go, AJ, she's two, three years old.
Yeah.
AJ, what happened to Steve? Why isn't Steve on the show anymore?
What'd she say?
Steve went to college. I was like, Steve didn't go to no fucking college.
Yeah, Steve didn't go to college. And then, liar.
And then 6-7 years later, I see this guy online. He's, he's out committing crimes. And
is he really?
He's just this big douchebag. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if he was committing crimes, but he's douchey.
He's not a good guy.
No.
So we got to charge AJ for this.
Well, she lied. She told me. She covered up for him.
Yeah.
She told me he went to college.
Yeah.
Which was not true.
Not true. That wasn't the clue. I'll tell you that much.
I think he was in county jail.
He was in county jail, you liar.
That's not college.
No.
AJ.
Hey, you guys, it's Joe Coy. You know I got the Coy Pond. It's right here on Podcast One. Check it out. Help my podcast stay free to download with a survey. Responses will help align the appropriate advertisers to our audience. It's short. No more than 5 minutes and completely anonymous. No one has to know who did it, man. Just put it out there. Let us know how you feel and what you like and what we talk about. Just get on there and express how you feel. That's it. Just a quick survey. Two easy ways. Go to podcastone.com/mysurvey or go to podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. If you filled a survey out in the past, we thank you. But we need you to do it again. Just keep doing it. Do me and Podcast One a huge favor and fill it out. Thank you for supporting the show, The Coy Pond. Hey, you guys, we got a new sponsor on the show. It's called Me Undies. That's right. Me Undies. MEUNDIES. That's right. MEUNDIES. Me Undies. I can't get enough of these damn things. I wear them all the time. Comfortable. Form-fitting, and you know me, I need a lot of form-fitting down there, and nothing better to wear on stage when you're performing than Me Undies. So if you're not performing, still wear them, because they're comfortable, and they feel good. When I walk around, I always say this, hey, look at Me Undies. That's right, y'all, I'm wearing Me Undies. Damn, Joe, you look good, what's going on? Me Undies. Me Undies has a deal for my listeners. First-time purchasers get 20% off of the first pair of Me Undies and free shipping. That's right. You get 20% off of the pair of underwear, and then you also get free shipping. They'll send it to you absolutely free. That's right. 20% off plus free shipping. And guarantee that you and your Me Undies will be very happy together. It'll be the sweetest relationship you've ever had. Because this one will never leave your side. Because you'll never let it go. And for 20% off, why would you? Free shipping? Are you crazy? They're practically giving you those undies. To get your 20% off of the first pair and free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/Coy. That's right. MeUndies.com/Coy. That's MeUndies.com/Coy. Enjoy your underwear. All right, cool. True Car. You know what? Let me tell you some tips about True Car. One thing I love about True Car is True Car helps people get used cars with a certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of over 1 million used cars. That's right. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used, and see what others paid so you know you're getting a good deal before buying. Enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with a TrueCar certified dealer. When you're ready to buy new or used, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. TrueCar. Where's Caitlin at? Did he find Wiggles?
He's looking right now.
It's Wiggles, Cold Spaghetti.
It's like a Western song. I'm seeing a lot of Cold Spaghetti Western.
How about Wiggles?
It's like a cowboy. Yeah, it's like the Wiggles they perform here. I'll show you.
Okay, play it. Just play it because the song, watch, this one was my son's favorite.
This?
Kind of. Cowboy hats. No, this like isn't it. Scoot
all day. I was going to say.
Not that one. Cold Spaghetti. Cold Spaghetti, Cold Spaghetti.
Was this on you had it on DVD?
Cold Spaghetti, huh?
Did you have this on a DVD?
Dude, we had all the DVDs. He went to the live show. He went to everything. Had to buy him Wiggles dolls.
Oh, he was a fanatic.
He was a fanatic, bro. He was
yet another tool in the arsenal for me to tease him about.
Yeah, Wiggles.
I didn't have this one before.
Yep. My son was a Justin Bieber fan, too.
Nice.
Killed it. I gotta find that video.
You would never guess that now.
I gotta find that video. Baby, 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 oh! Baby, 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 oh! Baby,
is this him in the sing-along?
Oh! But boom, boom, be mine! That's how he'd sing it.
He is going to kill you.
I have the video. I gotta find it.
Are you possibly thinking of Hot Potato?
Hot Potato!
All right, I got that one. Hold on.
Cold Spaghetti.
Cold Spaghetti.
Oh, you'll see. They say Cold Spaghetti and Hot Potato. Hot Potato. Cold spaghetti.
I'm not mad at that.
You're not?
No.
Bro, I have to listen to that 95 times an hour.
I can actually see how Joe would be a fanatic of something like that.
Oh, yeah. He loved it. Because they would hold the hot potato and juggle it. And that was the dance. He had to do that, and he would do that. And then Cold Spaghetti, you had to do this with your fingers. And he would do that in front of the TV. Cold Spaghetti. And then he'd do this with the hot potato. And then he would just stop and play Legos. And then he'd go back to picking his nose. It was crazy. My son was all over the place.
I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
That's
I'm charging him for all of this. I want every parent out there. Was this a negative pod?
No.
No, it was fun pod. I just, you know, these parents, we got to let these kids realize, you know, how hard it was when we were kids.
They don't give a shit.
We got to remind
them.
That.
You do know that, right? They don't care about your struggle.
They don't. They don't even know what the word struggle is. I want every parent to ask their kid, do you know what struggle means? Let's see what they say.
You mean like tug of war? Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, we did struggle. You mean beef stroganoff? No, that's stroganoff, asshole. Oh, I don't know what struggle is. Dad, I don't talk like that. I did that with him. Every time he talks to me, I'm like, hey, Dad, I don't talk like that. Yeah, you do. Hey, Lil Uzi Vert came out with a new song.
He's like a new millennium Jeff Spicoli.
Yeah.
Is that who?
It's so funny because he really doesn't talk like that. I give it a little extra.
Yeah.
But he does do this. Man, that song slaps.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up. He bites all my style. I want you to know this, Chris. He bites all my style. Same glasses, same outfits, same everything. Now he's rolling his pants up to high waters. And he says he's doing that for him.
Passing it along as his own?
Yeah. Oh, I just start doing it.
Yeah.
Shut up. No, he's not. He's a liar. He took that from his dad, his cool dad. I'm sorry, man. I'm going to charge this kid for everything, Chris. You hear me?
Yeah.
What is a good price that you think I should charge my son the minute he moves out of the house? What's a good price?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, man, with inflation and everything.
Yeah, with inflation, that's good. I like that. Interest?
I mean...
Take a random number. What do you think?
Go. I don't know.
How much do you think?
$50 a month is pretty fair.
$50 a month. You fucking asshole. You fucking... That's what... What do you think my son is... What is he? A puppy? I raised a dog? This is a human. Kaylin, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everyone listening. Chris has no idea what.
Chris doesn't have children.
He has no,
yeah,
but
I don't
still,
know.
He used to be a children. He used to be a children. Kaylin, how much do you think I should charge my son after 18 years of his life?
A month?
No, just all in general, all in. How much?
All inclusive. $50,000.
Yeah. 18 years. Can someone do the math on that? Can someone do the math? Kaylin just said. Well, first of all, Chris is ridiculous. $50 a month, which comes out to $600 a year. Times that by 18 years. What is that? $600 a year, 6,000, 6 times 4, 6 times 8, 48, 10,800? Right?
Yeah, close.
So to raise an 18-year-old kid.
$10,000.
Chris says $10,000 should cover it. You shit. Kaylin thinks $50,000.
He's never bought a box of Huggies, though.
Who?
Neither one of them.
I get it. I get
they
it.
Don't get
what
it.
Do those
get
go
it.
For, like $1, $2?
You son of a bitch. I'm going to strangle you, you son of a bitch. I'm going to strangle your little throat.
Can we cut his mic, please?
I'm going to cut his mic. I'm going to cut his cord. How much does that go for? $1? $20! For the good one. How much are you going to charge?
$3.7 million.
$3.7 million. That's how much I'm charging. And I'm not going to feel bad about it. Get a credit card. You owe dad. You shit.
That's appropriate.
But you know what? I'm really not going to charge him. I'm talking so much crap. Because the minute I see my son, I turn into, you do too.
Yeah, man.
I see you.
Yeah.
You always turn into a sap when you see your kids.
And I try to fund their dreams. I'm still funding their dreams. And they're
good.
And they're adults.
Because they're living yours. That's badass.
That's so funny.
How badass is that, though?
I never thought about it that way, but yeah.
I think that's why you're so into it. I read your caption about your son. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That's the most amazing feeling when you see your son accomplish something that you have so much passion for.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, this is deep. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. It's cool, man. It's cool.
To represent. That's your representative.
Yeah.
That's who those little shits are. They represent you. All your accomplishments, everything that you've done in life, that's what your kids should do. Represent you. If they're not, then God damn it. Who failed? It's not you.
No,
unless you're a really bad parent, then maybe you. But I don't put it on the parents, man. God, I don't know where
sometimes.
To go. Sometimes. God, it's such a 50. I don't know how to do it, man.
Yeah,
because there are some knucklehead kids that are hard to manage. We've just been blessed. Were we blessed or what?
Yeah,
what was
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Or do you think it's us? Do you think it was our approach? I think it was our approach.
Some of it, but
like Dre was your dude.
Yeah.
I seen you around Dre.
Yeah,
I saw Dre when he was young. I saw Dre before he was allowed to drink.
Yeah.
I saw you handing him something to drink. No, but that's what's cool about it.
Yeah.
That's what's cool about it. Because Dre is just like, I ain't got to lie to my dad.
Yeah.
I ain't got to go around the box with my dad. That's my dude right there. That's my dad. That's my best friend. That's how it should be.
You know what's funny about that is that what kind of idiot do you look like when your kid has been gone at school for 9-10 months?
Yeah.
At college.
Yeah.
And then they come home and you go, oh, no, no, no. No beer for you.
Yeah, that's stupid. How dumb do you look? Whoa, 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 whoa. That's Satan syrup right there, buddy. You take a shot of that, you go straight to hell. You know that, right? Still trying to talk like a dad.
Yeah, you look like
he's not five, asshole.
You look like a
went to college.
Jerk. You look like a jerk.
Yeah, he's doing beer bongs
right
in his boxers,
right?
Eating cold pizza for breakfast.
And this was Monday morning.
That's Monday morning, bro. I've never baby talked to my son. Sometimes I feel bad that I didn't do that. Sometimes I do.
I was against that.
100%. I never baby talked to him. I talked to him like a dude, man. Yeah, yeah. I remember when he was trying to teach himself how to put himself in the car seat. And instead of like, here, I got it. Let dad do it. Come on, no, like this. Like, nah, man. I'm like, all right, hurry up, man. I'm trying to get out of here.
Yeah.
I can do it, daddy. Well, hurry up. I am. You want me to help you? No. I don't know why my son always sounded like the Cookie Monster when he talked to me. I can't do it. I used to try to reach, pretend to reach over to do his. You remember that?
Yeah.
No. Smack your hand. No. I can't do it. All right. Well, if you don't hurry up, man, I'm going to go back there and do it myself. No, you're not. I can't do it. Daddy.
And then you finally have to help them do it.
Yeah.
And then they pout. They're pissed off the whole
time. Darn it. But we got to go. Well, it's not fair. I could have done that, Daddy. Here's your sippy cup. Thank you. It's a sippy cup of flavorless apple juice. Because the adult apple juice is too strong for his stomach. You ever buy kids apple juice? I'm like, what is this? This is shit. Apple juice.
That is not apple juice.
This is not apple juice, but I'm feeding it to you.
Yeah.
Shut up. Cheerios, honey nut. Honey nut Cheerios, daddy. Holy shit. Kalen, there's this time we couldn't leave the parking structure because I forgot to get a bag of Honey Nut Cheerios, Chris. I forgot. And I was like, we got to go. I'm late. I had no time. I lived on the fourth floor. Like, I can't because right. I'm going to have to unbuckle you. I have to carry you. We got to walk all the way upstairs. Right. I got to sit you down. Then I got to get the Honey Nut Cheerios. I got to put it in a Ziploc bag. Then I got to zip it back up. Then I got to grab you. And then we got to go back downstairs. And then we got to fight for 15 minutes because you want to buckle yourself up into this car seat. But I ain't got time. I got to go. I got to go now. Dad, I want a Honey Nut Cheerios now. I want Honey Nut Cheerios, Daddy.
And all the while he's doing that, he's making himself unfoldable. So you can't put him in the car. So he's bending his back.
He's arching his back.
I've been in this scenario.
He's arching his back so you can't buckle him up. Fuck. I'm going to run back upstairs and get the Honey Nut Cheerios. I got this little monkey on my shoulder. Because he's holding you by your neck. Fuck. Put him on the counter. He's crawling on the counter. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. But you know what? I missed it. I loved it.
Flies by, man.
Flies by.
Yep.
They're fun, man. Those kids are fun, bro.
If you have them, enjoy them.
Enjoy them because they grow up quick. Pretty soon you're going to have a birthday party, but they can't stay too long because they're going to a nightclub. But then they get, then they turn 25 and they're like, whoa, this is steak? Whoa. Oh, yeah, I'll have. By the way, I'm impersonating your son.
Yeah, yeah.
Dre.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they said it's delicious. I'll take it. I was dying. This is fantastic. This is nothing like Burger King. And I thought they had the best steak. Fucking Dre. I'm full. Well, we ordered butter cake. I have room for that. That shit was so much fun. All right. That was fun.
Yeah.
I'm crying so hard right now. Enjoy your kids, you guys. Enjoy it. I talk a lot of shit, but you know it's coming from a good place. Yeah. I ain't charging my son nothing.
Right.
I loved every minute of it, and I enjoyed spending every penny.
Yep.
That's your representative, man. Make sure they carry your name well. Make sure when they leave the house, they're ready. Mentally, physically, everything. Make them chase their dreams. Remember that dream you were chasing? Make sure they chase theirs. Don't discourage him from nothing. My son jumped over a trash can, and I was so scared because I remember falling on my teeth.
Right.
You know what? Let them fall sometimes, right?
That's right.
Let them do it. That was fun, Chris.
I missed you guys.
I missed you.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Yeah, you know, thank you. I really appreciate it. And now that my son's moved out, well, not moved out. Now that my son's moved on is what I meant, into his little sophomore year.
Yeah.
He's further and further away from me now. He's not that.
I know, man.
Let's go to Magic Mountain. Let's go to the mall, Dad. Let's get some shoes together. That doesn't exist anymore.
He's just drop me off here.
Just drop me off here. But guess who's my new kid?
Who's that?
Chris Laxamana. That's my new kid. Look at him.
That's a nice replacement.
Look at him. Look how cute that little kid is.
Yeah.
That's a cute little kid right there. How old are you, Chris?
32.
That sounds like a lie.
I'm going to pinch your cheeks, we're lying.
That sounded like a total lie.
How dare
lie.
You lie? It's the cutest little man.
Only cost you $50 a month, baby.
Woo! Only $50 a month and you have Chris Laxamana, man.
Chris is the personification of a fake ID.
Yeah! He is! Forever young. He's going to get carded until he's 60. You know what? We lost our kids. Well, they'll come back. But right now, we got Kalen and Chris. And that's all we need, Dre.
That's all we need.
That's all we need. Enjoy your kids, you guys. Enjoy life. Be good parents. That's all you got to do. Talk to them now. Try and keep up with their technology. It's kind of nerdy when you go, how do you do this?
You can't get lost, though, man. You don't want to be that dad.
Yeah, don't be too lost, you guys. Enjoy that time with your kids, man. It moves fast. I'm feeling it now, bro. All right, enjoy life. Enjoy work. It's the Koi Pond. We're out. But I pay no mind cause she was acting like she needs me. I thought I had no time so I would make her way. Yeah. Now who'd have thought that she would walk away from me? I'm sleeping on her now, I'm wide awake. Damn, I miss the days when she would say she needs me. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you can